That's the hum of an industrial-sized freezer. It's holding something really special. No, it's not food. Jackie Fernandez-Hamburg is the curator at the Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka.
Taking in a new artifact or a piece to examine for research purposes, if it's made with organic matter, so say feather or grass or fur or hide, anything like that, or wood, or a combination of that material, they tend to go through a process of isolating the artifact or the piece, and most often that involves freezing.
Hamburg is storing a hat in this freezer, a woven spruce root hat made by master Haida weaver Dolores Churchill.
It is just tremendous. It's a beautiful piece. We don't have a lot of contemporary artwork. We've been collecting contemporary Alaskan Native art since 2013. And we've been trying to add to that collection slowly.
The Sheldon Jackson Museum in December received a $15,000 grant from the Rasmussen Foundation and Museums Alaska to purchase the piece. Churchill started weaving this hat over a decade ago, moved on to other projects, and then returned to finish it last year. As a result, there are two different color tones to the spruce root, giving the hat an ombre effect. Here's Churchill telling the hat's story.
There's a pattern that's called Stalakaga, or snail's trail in Haida. And the story is that a spider was making a web, and when the morning dew hit the spider web, it sent out beautiful rainbow colors. And the snail was looking up at it, and he said, "I think I could make something beautiful, too."
So the snail goes back and forth, leaving his trail in a zigzag pattern, which you can see on the hat, just beneath a spiderweb weave. And when the sun rises, that snail trail turns the light into a rainbow, too.
So the Haida story is, beauty can come from even very ugly things, so look for the beauty in everything.
Churchill teaches several apprentices now and leads workshops at UAS in Sitka. Hamburg hopes that when Churchill brings students to the museum, she can use the hat as a teaching tool. The hat will go into the museum's collection. The future of that collection, and the entire museum, was called into question earlier this year. In February 2019, as part of Governor Mike Dunleavy's first state budget proposal, the Sheldon Jackson Museum was put on a list of assets to sell. It prompted concern from museum supporters, artists, and families who donated precious traditional art and cultural artifacts. Where would those go? Would they be sold for a profit? Then, after a year of uncertainty, a glimmer of hope. In the governor's latest budget proposal, released on December 13th, Sheldon Jackson Museum is off of the asset disposal list. In an email to KCAW, Rochelle Lindley, who works for the Alaska Department of Education, said the governor also directed just under $400,000 in deferred maintenance money to replace the museum's roof. This was welcome news to Rosemary Carlton, a former curator of the museum.
It is very good news, and I just really appreciate our local legislators who have done so much work and have been the ones that have been in there and just kept pounding away that this is not a building that can be just disposed of, that this is an historic landmark. It is a world-class collection, and they understand that, and they have gone to bat for us.
But even in this latest budget iteration, the museum is not out of the woods. In Juneau, the well water cooling system at the Andrew Kashaveroff facility, the building that encompasses the Alaska State Museum, State Library, and Archives, failed this year. The governor's budget proposes raising fees at the Alaska State Museum and the Sheldon Jackson Museum to cover those unanticipated expenses and the higher operating cost of the new, more traditional cooling system that was installed after the first one broke. Lindley says those fees haven't been decided yet. Right now, general admission costs $12 at the Alaska State Museum and $7 at Sheldon Jackson with discounts for children, seniors, and the off-season. While we don't know how much the fee increase could be or when it would be enacted, Carlton, the former curator, says with people paying $15 to $20 to go to a local concert, she doesn't think a small fee increase will dissuade museum attendees. Nothing about the state budget will be settled until the legislature meets beginning in January. In the meantime, Churchill's spruce root hat will go back in the freezer for another week of safekeeping until it's been prepared for accession into the permanent collection of the Sheldon Jackson Museum. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.